You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
This was the weekend that I did my, it's supposed to be annual. We didn't do it last year. The annual Magical Mystery Tour is what I call it. Now that my son is an adult, for his birthday, I can't buy him toys anymore. So what we do is we go on a little trip together. But I surprise him. He never knows where we're going. He just has to meet me at the airport with a bag packed. And then we go somewhere to do two things, a sporting event and then something else. Like a couple of years ago, we went to Wrigley Field, watched Cubs, then we went to a concert. And then we went to Cleveland to watch an Indians game, and then we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. See how that works?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So this year, what I did is he had to, I actually picked him up this time at his house. We drove out to the airport. He doesn't know where we're going until I hand him his boarding pass. And I handed him his boarding pass this time for Milwaukee. And what we did is we flew to Milwaukee, rented a car, had a little extracurricular activity in Milwaukee, which I'll tell you about in a second, then drove to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
How far is that?
It's about 150 miles, roughly, give or take.
All right.
Anyway, we went there to watch the Sunday night national telecast, the Green Bay Packers, the rematch against the Seattle Seahawks, last year's NFC Championship game, the big rematch at Lambeau Field, sat on the ninth row.
Oh, that's perfect.
Green Bay's your team.
I thought I saw you because I was watching that game. I was like, is that? No.
It was such a total kick in the pants. And I was talking to Chris about it off the air a little while ago. Really, honestly, if you're any kind of football fan, it doesn't even matter if you like those teams or not. Go to a game at Lambeau sometime in your life, because I know every team has got look, Bronco fans are fantastic. I'm a Bronco fan too. I love them. But there is no other experience before a game. The kickoff is at 7:30 Green Bay time. We got there at 10:30 that morning.
Tailgating!
We tailgated and we partied for 9 hours to kickoff.
God bless you.
And it was, I mean, the bands that are playing everywhere in parking lots and stuff, it's just insane. It's so good.
Did you take your Fitbit off?
No, but I didn't pay any attention to what I was ingesting for those 2.5 days. But here's another thing I'll point out is that you think about what a rivalry those teams have now, and you think all the bad blood. No, here's what I loved about it. Packer fans and Seahawks fans were partying together for a whole 9 hours. You'd go by every tailgate thing, and there were people in both jerseys just laughing and yucking it up, having the greatest time. And you don't really, like, if you go to a Bronco game, you're not going to see a whole lot of Chiefs and Raiders fans mingling.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it doesn't happen to this degree. And it was absolutely uplifting to watch an experience like that. I've been to a ton of football games. I've never been to anything like that in my life.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So that was absolutely the best. So that was the entree. The other thing we did, I made it onto a Wall of Fame this weekend.
Ooh.
And you guys are going to snicker and laugh, but I'm about to post a couple of pictures of it. There is a kind of, I wouldn't say world famous, but it's quite famous, place in Milwaukee called Kaz's Mini Bowl. And you go in there, and you guys know what mini bowling? It's like the little, like, 3-pound balls that you hold in your hand.
Yeah. They have that at some bars here in
Yes,
town.
Like the tavern on 17th has one in the back. It's similar. And they have, you know, the lane is only like 17 feet long or whatever with 10 pins. And then they have a person who's back there who jumps down and sets the pins up and rolls the ball back to you. It's not automatic. And you drink, listen to music, and you do mini bowl. It's still really rare for anybody to bowl a perfect game. You're looking.
No.
What?
You are looking off at a man who bowled a 300.
No way.
I'm about on Facebook to post the pictures of me signing the big Wall of Fame thing on the wall. You get to go up there and put your name and the date.
That's awesome.
And then they buy you celebratory shots of Jack.
Oh, my
God.
Right. I totally thought you were going to tell us, like, some, like, hot dog eating contest or something.
No, this is better.
I rolled a perfect game.
It's perfection.
Bowl.
Perfection.
Wow. And the thing is, we rolled three games, and you always do really well. I think we average like 240 for that because you roll really well. But we were going to quit, and then we said, no, let's roll one more.
And Mike
dropped, baby.
Strong wrists.
I will post the pictures. It's kind of funny. And
great.
Don't let it go to your head, okay?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.